Hello and a very warm welcome to St Andrew's and All Saints Online and our Carols for All service today. My name's Reverend Peter Myers and I'm the curate here, and our rector, Dave Bruce, will be speaking to us later in our service. And the banner over our service today is Hope in the Darkness. Now, many of us will be desperately missing the opportunity to gather together and sing all those traditional Christmas carols. So we'd really encourage you to take this opportunity to sing with gusto, with enthusiasm and your full voice, wherever you are, whether you're on your own, with your family or in your bubble. Enjoy this opportunity. All the words will come up on the screen, but if you want to download a service sheet, you can find that online with all the words that you need. And so, after that introductory notice, let us settle our hearts, prepare ourselves for Carols for All. Let us open our hearts to the living God. Let us prepare ourselves as Christmas draws near, and we prepare for the celebration of the birth of God's beloved Son. Through the days of Advent, we have been following the light of Christ, and now we travel with Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem to acclaim with the multitude of the heavenly hosts the coming of the Prince of Peace. Now, like Mary and Joseph, who left their home, the comfort of their home, made a difficult journey into the unknown, surrounded by chaos and disruption, we too have known tumultuous times this year. So we join with their journey this evening. So let us fix our eyes ahead and not behind, to the future and not the past, and through scripture, prayer and song, let us hear again the wondrous story of our redemption. And on hearing, let us take hold afresh of the hope shining brightly in the darkness, the Lord, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. And let us rejoice and respond with faith. And so let us sing our first song, Carol, Once in Royal David City.
Once in Royal David City stood a lonely cattle shed, where a mother laid her baby in a manger for his bed. Mary was at Mother Mart,
reading is from the book of Isaiah. Nevertheless, the time of darkness and despair will not go on forever. The land of Zebulun and Naphtali will be humbled. But there will be a time in the future when Galilee of the Gentiles, which lies along the road which runs between the Jordan and the sea, will be filled with glory. The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. For those who live in a land of deep darkness, a light will shine. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His government and its peace will never end. He will rule with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David for all eternity. The passionate commitment of the Lord of Heaven's armies will make this happen.
Thank you. This reading is from the Gospel of Luke. The birth of Jesus foretold. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. You will conceive and give birth to her son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father, David. And he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who is said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your words to me be fulfilled." The angel left her.
Leave the door open. The reading is taken from the Gospel of Luke. The birth of Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." When the angels left them and had gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had said to them.
Over the last month, we've been sharing a story a day of hope in difficult times on our website through our Advent calendar. And we just thought we would share one more story with you in this service. And I've got Gemma with me here. Gemma, tell us a little bit about where you're from and how you've got connected with us this year.
So, hello, everyone. I'm from Stroud. I heard about Alpha from a friend and I connected with the group in summer of this year via Zoom. To be perfectly honest, if it wasn't via Zoom, I probably wouldn't have gone. I have social anxiety and meeting people face to face is just terrifying. So the fact that it was accessible to me via Zoom made all the difference.
Great. And Gemma, tell us how you have found new hope in this strange year.
Well, as I briefly touched on, I suffer with anxiety and depression. Sometimes it can be quite bad and I can be in quite a dark place. And when I joined Alpha, I was sceptical. I didn't think it was going to really change anything. But it really did. And I can't even, like, I can't begin to explain it properly how I felt. It was probably, I don't know, I say 7 weeks in. It was such a long time ago, I don't even remember what session we were doing, but with anxiety and depression, I have a ball in my stomach and I find it hard to breathe and I'm scared and tense all the time. That should be past tense now. Because since that week in Alpha, something lifted. I can't even explain it. It was literally like I had broken free and I felt like I was able to drop my shoulders and I was able to breathe and relax and just start to enjoy my life again. I thank the Alpha team massively because without them, I wouldn't be where I am today. I listen to worship music all the time. I pray all the time. I'm looking forward to going to church once we're able to and it's safe for everybody again. And yeah, it's just my life's completely different.
And Gemma, as we go into a new year now, what difference does this make to you to go into this new year journeying with God in your life?
It's made a huge difference to my life. I am now content with my life. I always wanted to be that person who had the next thing, who had the best thing, who could provide for everybody, who could be the best. And I always strove to get the next promotion, and now I don't feel like I need any of that. I feel content, like my life feels full, and I love that feeling. I have everything I've ever needed, and that is down to my new relationship with God. And I know he's there for me, and I can face difficult times and he'll be there, and even in my darkest moments I can talk to him and he'll be next to me and he'll always be there, and because he loves me. And that's what being a Christian is about. It's having that, and I can't even begin to explain how real that feeling is and how strong that feeling is. And I wish everybody could do Alpha so everybody could feel it.
Gemma, that's brilliant, and thank you so much for just sharing a little bit of your story with us today. And Gemma's got a longer interview that we have on our website on our Alpha page, so do have a look at that and check that out. But thank you so much, Gemma. And you have a good Christmas too. Thanks.
No problem. Thank you. Have a good Christmas.
This reading is from the Gospel of Matthew. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born the King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people in Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them,
until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
He's just a baby, 10 fingers, 10 toes, 2 eyes, 2 ears, 1 mouth and 1 nose. He's just a baby, cries out for mum's arms as he lies in a manger in the innkeeper's barn. He's just a baby, yet the sky changed its form as a new star appeared when this baby was born. He's just a baby, yet the hosts of heaven sang hallelujah to this baby, hallelujah, Son of Man. He's just a baby, yet drove a mad king wild, who stained the streets with innocence, looking for this child. Why? Because he's just a baby, yet will walk on the seas, feed thousands with nothing, and perform miracles with ease. He's just a baby, yet will carry out the law, live a life of perfection so man will fear no more. He's just a baby, yet will speak to every nation, every broken heart and lost soul, he will fight for their salvation. He's just a baby. Yet when they call him man, they will shout for crucifixion and drive nails through his hands. He's just a baby, yet at his final breath, all creation will shake, mourning his death. He's just a baby, yet when he's laid in his grave, he will rise 3 days later, victorious to save. He is just a baby, when we look in his festive cot. But the truth is, he's not just a baby. He is the Almighty Son of God.
Well, can I add my welcome to that of Peter's? For those of you who don't know me, my name's Dave Bruce and I'm the rector of St Andrew's and All Saints. And it's just a real privilege for us to be broadcasting into your homes this Christmas. The comedian Michael McIntyre, who is a favourite of our family, put out a very funny spoof sketch back in June of him visiting a fortune teller a year previously in June 2019. The fortune teller, gazing into his crystal ball, gives him predictions for the coming year, much to Michael McIntyre's utter bewilderment. Next year, he says, you'll no longer be a comedian, but you will be a substitute teacher and an amateur hairdresser. Your friends will no longer come within 2 metres of you. You'll have many meetings in your kitchen, which always start with the words, can you hear me? I can see you, but I can't hear you. You're on mute. You'll go into shops looking very nervous, wearing a mask and gloves, and you'll spend many months inside, only being let out for 1 exercise a day. And so it goes on. I encourage you to look it up on the internet and watch it this Christmas for a bit of family fun. But watching it reminds us that none of us could have predicted what this year would bring. For 2020 has been a year like no other that any of us have ever lived through. It's been a year of isolation, a year where we've been separated, cut off from family and friends. It's been a year without hugs, and now a Christmas for many without hugs too. It's been a year of darkness and distress, a year where so many have died and died alone, and where individuals have been left to grieve with no one to comfort them. It's been a year where many have faced redundancy, financial hardship, depression, and so much more. And it's been a year of a worldwide problem. Every nation has suffered and had to fight the virus. Every nation has had to make sacrifices and difficult choices for the good of all. And yet in this dark and difficult year, we've seen hope rise. We've seen light shine in a new way. We've seen communities and neighbours pull together for the common good. We've learned to value and cheer on our key workers, our NHS, our shopkeepers, our cleaners, our delivery drivers, who finally receive the recognition that they deserve. And whilst physically our faces have been masked, metaphorically we've often lowered our masks with each other and connected more deeply than ever before. There has been hope in the darkness. And into this darkness we now celebrate Christmas together. A Christmas like no other. A Christmas stripped of so much that makes Christmas Christmas. And yet maybe, just maybe, it will be a Christmas which draws us closer to the very heart of what it's really all about. For the story of that first Christmas is a story of light coming into the darkness. We heard that in our first reading from Isaiah, that the people who walked in darkness will see a great light. For those who live in a land of deep darkness, a light will shine. You see, the amazing thing is that this incredible Christmas story was actually predicted. For it was prophesied several hundred years before Jesus' birth, while the world was still in darkness, that a light was coming. A light that would change everything. A light which would transform the whole world. Over the last fortnight, we've seen the first vaccinations being carried out, it feels like our world finally has seen a light in the darkness of COVID. It feels like we've got renewed hope that this global pandemic will sometime soon finally be over. And I think it's incredible that something so small, that little bit of specially designed genetic code that is the vaccine, that only a few research scientists have ever seen, that will transform our world and fix this global problem. The vaccine truly is a game changer for every person and every nation of our suffering worlds. It is a light in the darkness, which means that we'll not have to remain socially distanced forever. And yet the Christmas story tells of an even greater game changer for the world. This story proclaims that there's an even greater solution to an even more profound global problem. This little baby that we celebrate at Christmas, this little tiny baby who must have looked so insignificant and who only a few were privileged to see, was the game changer that changed the course of history. For this little baby Jesus came to fix humanity's biggest problem, our isolation, our separation, our rebellion from God. This little baby came to provide a way for us to reconnect with our God. This little baby Jesus came to show that our God is not a socially distanced God who remains far off, but a God who draws near, a God who enters into our mess, our pain, our struggles, our suffering, to be with us and to bring us forgiveness, healing, peace and joy. For the Christmas story is a story of connection where there has been isolation. It proclaims that even though we may be separated and isolated from our loved ones this Christmas, that we're not separated and isolated from our gods. For we have a God who in Jesus entered into humanity's bubble. We have a God who through Jesus' death and resurrection will ultimately fix and heal the brokenness of this world. For we have a God who in Jesus comes to show each one of us that we are precious and loved and that God longs to reconnect with each one of us. And the good news of Christmas is that we don't need to stay walking in the darkness, but that God in Jesus comes to bring us light and hope and transformation and offers to walk with us for the rest of our lives. And even more than that, he invites each one of us, just like he did the shepherds on that first Christmas night, to become his hope bringers, his hands and feet, his mouthpiece, to a broken world. Throughout December, through our online Advent calendar of hope, we've been sharing stories from different members of our church of just what that looks like today. Stories of hope in depression, hope in bereavement, hope in debt, hope at the food bank, hope in business, Bob's story of hope in cancer, and lots more. If you've not connected with our online Advent calendar, then please do. You'll find it on our website and you can hear for yourself how Jesus makes a difference to us today and how God is using ordinary people like you and me to bring hope to a needy world. In a moment, in our final reading of our carol service from John's Gospel, we'll hear these words. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into this world. You see, the light that Jesus offers is for everyone. Whether you consider yourself to be religious or not, whether you feel worthy or not, whether you're young or old, whether your life is a mess or everything is going just fine, this news of Jesus' birth was for everyone, for the whole world. But just like the COVID vaccine, God's light and hope are not forced upon us. For we are each given the choice as to whether we accept this free gift or reject it. Many watching this will have already accepted the light and hope of Jesus. And for each one of us, let us hear the call afresh to go and share that light with others and to be God's hope bringers in our communities in this challenging season. But there may be some of you watching today who don't know that light and hope of Jesus in your life yet. You've not yet made that choice to accept Jesus's invitation, his inoculation of hope, if you like. Maybe you've been hearing the stories of hope that we've been sharing, and deep inside you know that you want to receive that hope and peace and light too, and in turn become a hope bringer yourself. Well, the good news is that Jesus is ready and waiting to be invited in. He's waiting with open arms for you to receive his free gift. He's waiting for you to end this strange year in a way which you may never in a million years have predicted you would, by reconnecting with your God who loves you deeply. If that's you, then in a moment I'm going to say a prayer and invite you to take that step. But there may be some of you watching who are not ready to make that step yet. But over recent weeks, you've become curious as to what this is all about. Maybe the events of this year have got you thinking and reflecting on some of the big questions of life. And you now want the opportunity to explore this further and find out more. And if that's you, then we'd love to invite you to try out our online Alpha course, which begins on January the 13th on Zoom. This is an informal, friendly and fun space to explore the big questions of life and faith. And we'd love to invite you to check it out and try it out. You might just be surprised at what you discover. You can find more details of it and some stories of people who did our online course in the summer on our website. And I'd also like to offer anyone this book too, The Christmas Connection, which explains more about what I've been saying. And if you email me at rector@standrewsandallsaints.org, I'll ensure a free copy is posted out to you in the next few days as a gift from us this Christmas. But now as I finish, I'm going to pray. And firstly, a prayer for anyone who might today want to take that step and receive this light and hope and end this difficult year on a new journey with God. And if you would like to welcome the hope of Jesus in today, do echo this prayer for yourself right now. Dear Jesus, thank you that you came as a baby that first Christmas to offer us your light and hope and restoration. I'm sorry that I've lived my life my own way up to now, and even though there's so much I don't understand yet, I want to know your life and light and hope this Christmas and journey on with you from this day forward. Show me how I can join you in bringing hope to a broken world. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, then we'd love you to connect up with us and tell us so that we can support you on your journey of faith. Do email me or fill in the online Connect with Us form on our website, and we'd love to be in touch with you and help you on your journey. And so as I finish, a final prayer for all of us. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you bring light and hope into the darkness of this world. Thank you that you are not a socially distanced God who remains isolated from us, but a God who draws near and walks with us on this journey of life. Thank you that as we end this difficult year and begin a new one with all its uncertainties and unknowns, that we can know you, Emmanuel, God with us, walking every step of the way. Amen. And God bless.
So let us pray and bring the hope into our intercessions. The angel said, and please say together, "Don't be afraid, I'm bringing you good news that is for everyone. Christmas may not feel much like good news for so many this year due to the pandemic, and particularly those struggling financially because of redundancy, unemployment, or loss of earnings. Lord, help those of us that do have to be generous with our words, actions, time and resources this Christmas, to embrace the simplicity of your good news. And for all those who are struggling, may the angel's message be good news. Amen. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. I'm bringing you good news that is for everyone." Christmas may not feel much like good news for those that are homeless, isolated, bereaved, or separated from family this year. Lord, help those of us with homes and families to open our hearts to those without them, to offer love to those in need, so that the angel's message may truly be good news for those who are alone or apart. Amen. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. I'm bringing you good news that is for everyone." Christmas may not feel like good news for many people around the world who experience war, violence, famine, and dictatorship. In our own country, with all the economic challenges and uncertainties over our relationship with Europe, Christmas may not feel much like good news for many. But Lord, you are our solid foundation, our promise keeper, our great provider. May the angel's message of good news turn uncertainty into confidence, despair into hope, sorrow into joy for all around the world. Amen. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. I'm bringing you good news that is for everyone." Christmas may not feel like much good news for those who are ill and suffering. Thank you, Lord, for the dedication and care of all NHS staff and those in the caring profession, many of whom will be working this Christmas. Provide them with rest and recuperation, supernatural endurance and protection from the COVID-19. We pray that there will not be a third wave of the pandemic after the holidays. And we give thanks for the breakthrough in the vaccine. And we release healing by medicine and miracles over our nation, so that the angel's message of good news will be good news for those who are sick and who are and for those who care for them. Amen. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. I bring good news that is for everyone." For Christmas is to be good news for each of us here tonight, we need you, Lord, to welcome you, Jesus Christ. We need to accept your salvation, freedom, new hope and healing. We desire to see our community transformed by this good news. Help us this Christmas to sit and dwell at the manger, to gaze upon your majesty, to meet the Christ child afresh and discover the good news of his birth and what it means for us in our lives. Amen. And now Chris is going to bring our final reading.
The reading is from the Gospel of John. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. God sent a man, John the Baptist, to tell about the light so that everyone might believe because of his testimony. John himself was not the light. He was simply a witness to tell about the light. The one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He came into the very world he created, but the world didn't recognize him. He came to his own people, and even they rejected him. But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. So the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son.
Joy.
And so we are drawing to the end of our carols for all. And I hope in some measure that though we haven't been able to gather to sing together, you've enjoyed singing those wonderful carols during our service. And I particularly want to thank everybody who's been involved in bringing this time of worship together. The musicians, hasn't it been wonderful to see them together? All those who came and read the lessons. And also, I hope you enjoyed the Malvern Parish Choir singing for us. I know a lot of work has gone into that, and I hope some of you have been able to watch and listen and sing in our service today. So before we finish, a number of notices, a number of messages and hopes or elements that can bring hope into the darkness. Dave has already mentioned Alpha, and if you've got questions of faith or want to explore the Christian faith in particular, we're going to be hosting the Alpha course starting on 13th of January next year. And if you would like to join that, that's a safe open space to be able to ask questions and explore. Please get in contact with us and we will send you the details about how to get involved. Also, Dave mentioned these Christmas connection books. And again, if you would like one of those to start understanding more about faith and Christmas, then we would love to get one of those to you. And I think finally, the other hopes that we would like to share is of our many Christmas services that are happening over this season and also the services in the new year. We'd love you to connect with us. We have two services in person on Christmas Eve, one at All Saints at 7 o'clock, 10 o'clock here at St Andrew's, and then a Christmas morning service at 9 at All Saints. And those are all in person. And of course, then the services in the new year. Come and join us. We would love to meet you. So let me finish with a blessing. May the joy of the angels in the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the wise men, the obedience of Joseph and Mary, and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmas. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us now and always. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for being with us and hope to see you very soon.